Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 123. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the OSHA and NIOSH sampling methods. So we're just going to do a little 10,000 foot view down. We're not going to get into the weeds because we got a lot of episodes in the future to really get into the weeds. So let's just dive right in on this one then. So well, first off, before we really start talking about this stuff, you really can't tell, but I'm going to stand up on the soapbox here for a second. Lots of new chemicals are produced every day. It takes time to get that safe exposure data. You know, I wish I could say that we were so smart as a society that we just would invent stuff and we're smart enough to like say, oh, well, we can't do the following things because we don't have that data. That's just not out there, you know. And a lot of things that we thought were very safe, you know, we now know, given, you know, the history and the exposure and scientific studies and all that kind of stuff, then when you think about asbestos and cigarette smoking and all that kind of stuff, then not to sound old, but my parents, when they would see the doctor back in the 60s, the doctor would smoke at times, and the doctor would say, well, if you felt stressed, let's have some cigarettes. So we do know that times have just changed, and a lot of it is because we now know from having this data. So when we talk about the chemical sampling methods, there's going to be a lot of them out there. You could do your atmospheric ones. You can do a wipe sample. If you think about some form of a biological sample, that's typically found, or not found, but that's typically taken either by the urine or the blood. So before we get going, we'll talk about, once that you have your sample, you know, that regardless of if you choose the OSHA or the NIOSH method, or you can't find either and you find a different method out there because there's just not out there. Don't be afraid to reach out to the labs out there. The labs do a really great job of working with you. They can help you to understand those things out there. So don't feel like you're just kind of all by yourself in this whole thing then. So just like all things, you know, when you send out that sample, you get that sample back, you know, you communicate those results, all that good stuff then, you know. Make sure that you follow the method exactly the way it's written down because it's been proven that way because you want to be accurate. Of course, this is going to be data for the future. You know, you certainly don't want to do something wrong by accident, of course, and then you now have a sample that isn't valid and isn't valid on either side. It comes up high, it comes up low, whatever the issue is then. So let's just kind of break down the difference between the OSHA and the NIOSH sampling. So the OSHA one, of course, is going to be that legally enforceable one that's out there. So standards have been set, and they typically get this data from NIOSH and from other folks because they're focused on that research. And then, of course, it takes time for the research to then be promulgated to a standard, you know, dot, 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 all that kind of stuff then. So think about OSHA is that regulatory. It has the force of law. NIOSH does not have the force of law. So basically, it's going to be a recommended exposure level. So let's talk about the OSHA sampling method. So on this one, we're going to only talk about the OSHA sampling methods out there. So these are going to be sampling the methods to assess workplace hazards and ensure that employers are meeting those regulatory requirements. And you can do it either in, you know, air sampling. When you think about other sampling, you know, there's noise, there's, you know, we talked about before how there's wipe, there's all kinds of different standards out there for this. So now that we've talked about the OSHA, when we look at the NIOSH then, so this is typically geared towards research and assessment of occupational hazards. So NIOSH develops sampling the methods and analytical techniques to evaluate workplace exposures from various hazards out there. And so by doing these different studies, they can look at exposure levels, And then they are the ones who can go back and say, we recommend the following level out there. There's a lot of other different groups that do this same thing too. And we may discuss that in the next couple of episodes here. But for this one, we're really focused in on OSHA sets the standards and all that good stuff. Then NIOSH is feeding them the information, to either validate what's already been pre-existing in there, since a lot of these really haven't changed much over the years, or they're saying we now have new data, you now have to look at reassessing the exposure. And well, I forgot to tell you, but I got off my soapbox, so now I'm going to get back on my soapbox again then for this one. So you're going to find that there's going to be times that the OSHA and the NIOSH sampling the methods do not 100% jive and all that kind of stuff then. For me, I always go for the most conservative, which is going to be the lowest exposure that I can find. I know that it's not always legally enforceable because it's not the OSHA one and all that stuff, but I really struggle with it's okay to expose a person up to X level of chemical out there. So I get it. I don't know if zero is going to be a realistic number, but I also get that if you really don't have that data, you really don't know what the future holds and all that stuff, then boy, is it really hard to say, well, we've decided that 5 ppm is going to be good for you, but you better not go to 6. Now we're talking, that's like, you've now broken the law, you've done this and done that, and so ethically, I really struggle with the whole it's okay to expose a person to a certain point. I do everything I can to engineer the hazard out, and we look at all kinds of other controls out there too. So I am now off my soapbox. Okay, so episode number 123, from a very high level 10,000 foot view or so, we talked about the OSHA NIOSH sampling methods out there. Little bit about the differences, of course. The OSHA one, a lot of times, is also based on a 8-hour exposure. You have to read the details for the different chemicals. The NIOSH one, many times, is based off of a 10-hour. So we really want to look at those details too then. So you may have exactly the same exposure, but if one says 8 and one says 10, mathematically they could be the same. So you want to understand the details. So episode number 123 is complete. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please like, listen, and subscribe, and forward this to those also in the safety field that you think that could use that little extra boost out there and really help, because I really want to help out the safety field as much as I can. So episode number 123 is complete. Thank you so much. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.